John, it's Marshall Hedin. My co-authors are Jim Sterrett and Cheryl Hayashi. Jim's a prior undergrad of mine, now a PhD student with Cheryl at UCR. So we know that California is exceedingly rich in terrestrial arthropod diversity. This is mostly coming from taxonomy, telling us that there are many species-rich radiations, lots of endemicity, but there have been relatively few studies, modern phylogeographic and phylogenetic studies of this fauna. This is changing, but in comparison to vertebrates, I would say that there have been relatively few studies. This leads to a biased, incomplete understanding of the history of the region. My lab we're arachnologists, so we've been studying some spider lineages that occur in California. One of the most interesting species is called Atypoides riversi. Morphology suggests that this is a single species. It's found in northern and central California. It occurs on both sides of the Central Valley. It has a disjunct distribution. They're megalomorph spiders. They're subterranean. They live underground. They build these really interesting external silken turrets. And they're typically habitat limited. They live in north-facing, moist habitats. They're amazingly long-lived spiders, females living up to 16 years, and they seem to be very, very much dispersal limited. So they're habitat specialized, dispersal limited, long-lived spiders. Really interesting from, they're unlike most other spiders. They're like little dogs or something. So Jim and I published a paper in Molecular Ecology this year suggesting that Atypoides is not a single species, but maybe a complex of species. We found congruent phylogenetic evidence for five clades, including this northern clade, Bay Area clade, Monterey Valley, and Sierran. These things are deeply diverged, and within them, there's extreme population genetic structuring. Given our sample, we could basically find no evidence for gene flow. This shows the geographic distribution of those clades. And you can see that they're mostly non-overlapping, and there's a single species, this valley thing, that has a disjunct distribution across the valley. Our sample was small, but we suggested that these things might come into contact in a lot of places, so lots of hypothesized regions of peripatry. So we're stoked about these spiders and we continue to study them. We're sampling additional genes and more populations, and for the purposes of this talk, the questions at hand include whether or not the Monterey clade, which was previously known from a single site, whether or not that's real. We want to localize these zones of contact and ask whether or not they're primary or secondary in nature. We want to ask whether or not our five-clade hypothesis is supported by additional genes, and whether or not that hypothesis is in fact perhaps conservative. Maybe there's subdivision within some of these clades. So we've added more sites, 54 new places to collect. You go there, you dig spiders out of the ground. It takes some effort, but with time and practice, you can do it. There's some of my students have gone into the field multiple times, have tried to dig out these spiders multiple times and still have zero, but there are other people who are more practiced. So for this talk, we have cytochrome oxidase 1, mitochondrial data, 28S data, and then two other new nuclear genes, EF1 gamma, and this mitochondrial localized heat shock protein. For the latter two, we've sampled these for a subset of the total population sample. So I'm going to show you some trees now. These are all Bayesian phylograms. And this tree is the 28S tree. We didn't root it using outgroups. We rooted it presuming that the northern clade is monophyletic and pulled that to the base. We recover 8 all well-supported geographic clades in this for this nuclear, this 28S data. And this shows the geographic distribution of those clades. And it's quite interesting. Starting at the north with this northern clade, a north coast clade, bay clade, Monterey and Valley, which you can see are both disjunct across the Central Valley, Placer, Northern Sierra, and Southern Sierra. So very, very interesting geographic distributions. In particular, this Monterey and Valley situation. This is even more interesting because you look closely at the gene trees, they suggest that there's been an east-to-west colonization. There's east-to-west paraphyly. So, for example, Feather River, which is here, is more closely related to... I should just do this. More closely related to this western stuff than it is to the populations up in the north. So, these populations are here. The same exact thing is found for the Valley Clade, where Scott Grant Road which is here is most closely related to this western stuff than it is more closely related than it is to this other basal stuff. So that suggests an east to west colonization across the valley, this Trans Valley Leak, and that is different from what has been found in most amphibian taxa. This is the Co-1 Bayesian tree, almost entire congruence, 8 geographic clades, except that there's a single north coast population which is straggling, that's here, and that more divergent northern Monterey stuff also doesn't fall neatly within the Monterey clade. So geographically that looks like this. This north coast clade, north coast population, we believe belongs with this, but it's divergent for Co-1. These two Monterey populations, we believe belong with Monterey, but again, that's divergent with Co-1. This is just an example of what things look like when these clades come together. So this is looking at the Khyber's population, which is in this Placer-Sierran combination. So Khyber's looking south. If you go just down the river valley, about 5 kilometers through continuous habitat, there's up to 10% divergence with that adjacent member of the Placer clade versus all other pairwise comparisons within the clade that are about at 4%. So that's really interesting, high genetic divergence at geographically close scale. Same thing is true if we look at the Valley clade. Look at this population here, Tassajara, contrasted with all other members of the Valley Clade between 1 and 4% divergence. Just up the Carmel Valley, almost 7% divergence with this member of the Monterey Clade. So lots of high genetic divergence at these breaks across what we think are continuous habitats. So here's gene trees for the other two genes. HSP is mostly well behaved. There's paraphyly here between northern and southern Sierran, but we believe those clades to be closely related. There's also paraphyly here between Valley and Placer. Again, we think they're closely related. EF1G is very well behaved. There's not strong support for the monophyly of North Coast or Placer here and here, but we can't reject monophyly either. We put them all together. Combined evidence tree is very well supported for all 8 clades, and we can use that as a framework to ask whether or not the contacts are primary or secondary. Primary involving sister taxa, secondary involving things that are not obviously sister taxa. So primary includes North Coast Bay, which we believe to be sister, Valley Placer, northern and Sierra Nevada, northern and southern Sierra Nevadas. All of the other contacts would involve things that are not obviously sister taxa, so they're coming into contact in a secondary manner. One interesting possibility, or this is just an example, so the northern clade is clearly an early diverged old clade in the group. It's coming into contact in almost direct coincidence with an old paleo shoreline. The western boundary of the northern clade coincides almost exactly with that northern shoreline. That shoreline here. Maybe that's coincidence, maybe it's not. This is an interesting group of spiders. The taxonomy clearly masks some really remarkable lineage diversity and biogeographic complexity. We need to take a closer look at the morphology. Coyle was confused by patterns of morphology. Given what it looks like, that confusion is justified. These spiders are providing novel, spatially fine-grained biogeographic signal that extends from deep levels to shallow levels. Really amazing, kind of frozen biogeographic signal. And one of the things that we can do in the future is study contact dynamics at multiple stages of divergence. So for example, in primary versus secondary situations and clades that differ at different ages. So I'd like to thank NSF for support. Various people helped us to collect. California State Parks allowed us to dig those spiders out of the ground. Thank you.